Success in 10 words, when all of YPT reflects the seven ancestral teachings. Lindy Kenosha-Meg and his partner Leslie McHugh created a series of workshops called Indigenize Us for all of our YPT staff. The workshops explored the Anishinaabe principles of respect, bravery, love, humility, honesty, wisdom, and truth. And most of these workshops included an art practice such as drumming or social dance.
Karen speaking. So one of our sessions was focused on the ancestral teaching of humility. We were each given a small medicine pouch and the supplies and instruction needed to do our own beading on it. Nothing says humility more to me than asking me to sew something in front of my colleagues and peers. But any sense of competition or needing to be successful fell away pretty quickly. And what was left was a group of people in a caring and safe environment, learning a new skill together while also learning some lessons from our facilitator. There was no hierarchy in the room and no power dynamic. We chatted with one another and got to know each other on another level while participating in an artistic activity. The product didn't matter, luckily for me. But the sense of community did, and that's a feeling I will try to capture in my work with audiences going forward.
Alan speaking again. The final workshop, Truth, ended with the whole group devising commitments for YPT to implement the learning we'd experienced, which we've been doing ever since. Last fall, we went on a field trip to Six Nations and the Mohawk Institute, which has been turned into a museum to remember the impact of Canada's residential schools. This trip was in advance of our season opening production of The Mush Hole, a dance theater work honoring Indigenous children who were grievously harmed at the Institute. Several of us were invited to carry bricks with us, like this one. As we traveled through the rooms where children were forbidden to speak their language, indoctrinated in a culture that wanted to erase them, were beaten, starved, and assaulted, the weight of the brick was a visceral reminder of the heavy burden victims and survivors carry. It is something I will never forget. And it reminded me that theater is experiential learning.
This is Lindy speaking. And I want to say, if you remember one thing from what I say, let it be this. This work is personal and it needs to be happening all the time. We started with a goal to engage new audiences and we chose to have indigeneity at the heart of that. And for that to happen, the change starts at the heart of each and every single person within that circle. So I'm sure you can hear it in their voices as you listen to Karen and Alan speak about those special moments in the heart of the organization that continue to cause some important ripple effects to this day that you can ask us a little bit more about later, but there are moments that spark new ways of thinking, shifted the narrative more than once for ourselves personally and for the organization and for the community we serve. Thank you.
Speaking. Thank you very much, YPT, and I'll invite TFT to come in and engage in the last little bit of conversation in this section.
I have one question. Did you encounter resistance in unexpected places?
Yes. Yes, we did. I think initially in various parts of the staff, there were moments of, coming to terms with the fact that we weren't just going to learn about this stuff, but we were talking about allowing it to change us. And that shift from, making it personal, as Lindy says, or letting it maybe actually change how we look at how we do something, that there were times when we had to encounter that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will ask for the second question. Do you feel like you help break down cliché with First Nation cultures and identities, if only internally?
Yeah, I can jump in here. I felt that when I first came to YPT, I was a production management intern, and I was only supposed to be there for the year, but after doing these workshops, I stayed longer, and I noticed a big change. You know, I've been at YPT for 5 seasons, and that first year I was there, you know, I'd hear questions like, what is smudging, or, you know, what is that stuff you're burning? But now it's shifted from questions to that are more along the lines of, you know, how can we find ways to support smudging in our space? How can we find ways to change protocol in the studio theater so that artists can smudge anytime? So the questions have changed hugely. So it speaks to the mentality.
Thank you.
It's Joël here from Théâtre Français Toronto. The big question is, what now? I mean, you've done all of this incredibly deep work, and the personal nature of it absolutely comes through, perhaps for you as individuals, but for the organization, are there plans to go even deeper?
Well, I guess we can also report that Lindy is staying on at YPT. And so that's a fantastic development for us as an organization, and I think for our community too. I think I want to just raise one specific example that I thought really spoke to the extent to which this work has affected the staff, and that was in a heads meeting, a heads department meeting. We were asked, what are some qualities that are important to us as YPT embarks on a search for a new artistic director? And that was the first, I think that was one of the first, if not the first comments, was that whoever steps into the role, this work has to be a priority to them. So that that really sort of drove home, like, okay, people are committed.
I'd say some of the work we have to do involves one of the commitments we made after the Truth workshop. I think we're still working on how to bring this work closer to our board. One recognizes that as important as a board is to an organization such as ours, there's often a bit of a gap between the core people of an organization and the board, because they're volunteers. They only have meetings at a certain point. They are certainly doing volunteer work, but there's that bit of a chasm. And although we've made some connection to the board members, there's more work to be done to bring them closer to this work, both personally and also how it might affect their work as a board for this organization.